the DDF show with your hosts, Jim Budavisa, Nico Baro, Brian Entak, and Papa Nut. Hey, Papa Nut, what's up, man?
Correction, gawin mo ng Papa the Nut. Hindi marketable Papa yung Papa Nut. Hindi marketable yung Papa Nut.
Holy shit, you got your... Oh, it's this early in your career and you've got a name change already. Holy shit, sino kasi Kanye West?
Okay naman, pero ang baho pakinggan.
Yeah. When are you coming out with your new rap album, Papa the Nut? Yeah. When are you coming out with your...
Yeah. It's in the works. Me and Papa here, we're working on something.
Ano rap name mo, Jim?
It's
Bacon Lil, 69.
Lil 69.
Lil 4 inch. Lil 3 inch. There we go.
Lil 3. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Lil 3 inch. Oh, God. Well, the reason why we're talking about dicks today, you know, that's a nice segue, right?
Yeah.
Well,
kaya ng segue yan.
Okay.
Paano pang-rebranding to dicks?
All of us have probably had brushings with hentai. We have as a guest today an NSFW artist. Her name is Cold and Lonely CNL, or well, you can call her Aang. Hi, Aang. What's up? Hey, are you still there?
Hi, everyone.
Oh, thank God she hasn't left yet because of Jim. Great!
Bruh.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll see you later if, you know.
For our audiences, yeah, she's not the Avatar, okay? She's not an airbender. She's a NSFW artist, and she you can see her works on Twitter, Pixiv, and also I saw a third website. What was that?
She's a gender bender.
W hentai.
W hentai. Yeah, that's right. And she's not an airbender.
Gender bender.
Gender bender. No, what the hell are you talking about? Oh,
okay.
What?
I guess I was
what
wrong.
The brah. Okay. So there's the reason why we're having this interview to this afternoon is because holy fucking shit, I've never talked to an NSFW artist, which I'm just so stoked, you know, holy shit. Like, even in the pre-interview, I was already a bit stoked. Tell us a little bit about what you do and where can people see you, first of all, in your works.
Oh, okay. Hi, everyone. I am CNL, or Cold and Lonely. I go by the name of Aang Pistachio as well on Facebook. You can find my works. I have there are two different works that I do, the wholesome one and the not safe for work ones.
The good ones, sorry.
Yeah.
No. all is great. Yeah.
So the wholesome one is in Facebook, that's Aang Pistachio, and the not safe for work one is in Twitter. Pixiv
and
W Hentai, Hentai Foundry.
Hentai Foundry.
Oh, wow, that's
Tumblr.
Hentai
Foundry. Seems like.
I also have Picarto, and that's NSFW live stream art stuff there. Art stream that is NSFW.
Is this like Twitch? Like Twitch, but you guys draw like all sorts of not safe for work stuff? Is that it?
Yeah,
that sounds
really
great.
That one. I also have Twitch, but it's more associated to Aang Pistachio.
Oh yeah.
Meaning it's all about wholesome work there.
I've seen some of the wholesome stuff. They're very cute actually. And then the Pixiv also has a lot of wholesome stuff. I've done research, very in-depth research. that doesn't raise any red flags. What are your works exactly? So do you do like Western animation or do you do a hentai exclusively? What characters do you cover?
It's actually a mix of works. It's actually most of my works are fan art. So I don't own the characters. They're mostly fan works of different cartoons and anime.
What kind of cartoons and anime? Can you tell? Can you give a little sample so people, our listeners, can listen? Hey, did she make the stuff I want? You know. What?
Okay. I've made a Raven from Teen Titans.
Hey.
I've made a Shigo. I've made Kim Possible. Hey. I made Kim Possible's mom.
Hey. Impossible's mom.
Holy Impossible's mom.
I made Danny Phantom's.
Danny Phantom's mom.
Or, Danny Phantom's mom or Maddie Fenton.
Nice. That's
her name.
Okay. How about the anime stuff?
How about the anime stuff? There's actually a lot. Mm. I made Hunter characters.
Hey. Is it Hunter or Hunter X Hunter? I never really.
It's Hunter. It's Hunter.
Hunter. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know. I thought it was always Hunter X Hunter. Wow, okay.
Actually, everyone thought it's Hunter X Hunter, but actually, it's not. We thought wrong when we were younger.
Oh, wow. I've been living a lie all my life. Oh, my God.
Made. What else? Black Clover character.
Oh yes, Black Clover.
I've made Ruby characters.
Hey, I like that. Who the hell made that again? Who was the original guy? He died.
Was it? Yeah, he actually died. Yeah. Actually, there's a lot more. I've made Pokemon.
Oh no! Well, I hope the Pokemon trainers, not the Pokemon. Okay.
I'm not. I mean, I would want to see that.
Actually, there are trainers and also actual Pokemon.
Oh no! Did you make like Curlia? Did you like Curlia or some Gardevoir or some shit? I don't know. Oh god.
It's more like the Pokemon doing their masters.
Oh,
damn! I want to see that. Where do I see that? Where can I see that?
Oh, Jim! No, Jim! Stop!
I mean, it's not
Jim, please,
sir. Pero ano? Ito, paano ka nag-start na mag NSFW?
Yes.
Oh, I was dragged by my ex-boyfriend.
Oh wow!
Last 2018, he was the one who suggested so lightly. Hey. Gawa ka ng NSFW. And I was like,
really?
Yeah.
And it stuck.
That was literally my reaction. I was squinting the whole time.
Oh, Jesus.
Basically, naiilang ka nung una.
Hindi ako naiilang just because it's poor. Naiilang because I might not satisfy the client's wants and needs, you know, those things. Yeah.
Basically, you don't know. At first, you really don't know how to do it, pa.
Yes, basically.
All right.
So it's really hard. It's really hard to do NSFW, to be honest, because it deals with anatomy so much.
Like, you said anatomy is everything. Ganun lagi sinasabi ng karamihan ng di lang sa NSFW rin eh. Kahit yung mga ano rin, mga typical digital artists rin sinasabi, anatomy is everything eh.
Yeah, anatomy is everything because in NSFW you're looking at an idealistic character. So your mind thinks, your mind imagines that this person is real or something. So you have to like imagine it as if they're real. So for you to, you know, jack off or something. So the more realistic the proportion, or not really like reality look, or not really like real looking, but the proportion is correct. The anatomy is correct. Yes, the anatomy is correct. The more you are enticed to, you know, loving the picture or loving the illustration, the more that, ooh, it looks so sexy with all that mayo out of her mouth or something. You know, those things. And it's dripping down with all the shiny stuff. That. So,
okay.
It's kind of off when you look at a work that her legs look like the other one doesn't have the correct proportion, di pantay. So anatomy is everything, and that is that one thing is I had difficulties on doing that before.
Really?
When I did NSFW. Yes.
I see.
Yeah, so that's why I keep on saving screenshots of porn videos because they have the proportion, and I get references from there.
You mean like porn from like Pornhub and such? Is that like the secret sauce
yes.
so far?
Yes, yes. If that's the secret that I can reveal, yes.
Wow. Okay.
Ano yung struggles na encounter mo in your first few months doing this thing?
Deadlines.
Deadlines.
Yeah.
I was expecting other things, but why deadlines?
Because I procrastinate a lot, like a normal artist that we do.
Jeez. Relatable. Same. Relatable. Pero tatanong ko na rin to since napunta rin. May situation ba na may nag-send ng dick pic pagkatapos ng commission?
That's a weird
thing. Yeah, does that happen?
No. I was actually hoping that someone would do that.
Bro, really?
Really? Really? Hold on.
Really?
Because it would be an achievement unlock that they would reference themselves. That they would reference themselves, and that's how narcissistic they are with their own dicks.
Okay, so it's
okay.
So you haven't gotten a commission like that yet?
No. So there's no unsolicited dick pics just yet.
So you can tell our listeners right now that we would do commissions to you that you're accepting dick pics.
Oh
yeah,
no!
I'm actually accepting dick pics.
Oh Jesus!
Dick pics.
Oh man!
As long as they are for commissions and as long as they are for references.
For references.
Kaya ako naman natanong yun eh kasi may kakaing mga model na kakilala ko na pagtapos doon ng screenshot session, pagkatapos kayo magsisend video sa kanila.
Well, I guess I'm gonna have to make a commission now.
Christ.
Okay. I mean, in my case, personally, as a woman, to be received an unsolicited dick pic.
Okay.
I would say, what a narcissist.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
But then again, I would laugh at the dick because it's a dick. It's a dick.
Yeah.
And giving me unsolicited dicks, you're putting your other foot in a fucking coffin, man, because I could just send it to my friends and laugh about it.
Look, guys.
Worse is actually expose this man, you know.
Yeah.
Expose this man. Oh, hey, this asshole just gave me this unsolicited pic, and you know what? Not even one of my standards.
It's not a very good looking dick.
That's a sick burn right there.
Yeah, you know, you immortalize them. You know, you use them for reference in your goddamn art.
Yeah. But if it's something for references, then I'm okay with that one.
Well, since we're on commissions, what is the most requested fetish that you get to make to draw?
Oh, anal.
Anal. Why anal?
Anal.
Yeah. Really? Do they explain why anal? Yeah.
I have no idea.
Really? But
I've even asked my other guy friends.
Wait,
are you into anal? Yeah.
That's it.
And then they said, no, not really my cup of tea. They always say that. It's not really my cup of tea.
But most of the people that do commissions,
they ask for anal.
Yeah. It's anal.
Okay.
Ask for anal. Yeah.
Really?
I think it's a fetish thing with the ass.
It's so weird. Okay. What is your preferred positions to draw characters?
But my favorite so far is blowjob.
Blowjob? Well, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Fellatio is... Because it's... I would see the look on the character's face. How... Yeah. Like, with all that expression of her face, taking in the dick inside her mouth. Yeah, I love the opening of the mouth and the tongue, and it's so fun to draw the liquid coming out.
Wow.
Because of the expression of the face, the liquid, I can practice more on drawing liquid stuff.
I have a preferred kink.
Preferred kink to draw? I guess I don't have a preferred one or a favorite one. More, I like everything. So everything. I guess it depends on But I have a no-nos.
No-nos?
To draw.
Oh, okay. What are the no-nos?
Yeah, I have no-nos to draw.
Just for our perspective.
The big three.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I call this the big three of no-nos. It's gore, it's vore, and scat.
And scat. Okay.
So gore, vore, and scat. I don't
know. What's a vore?
Eating somebody.
No. What?
Eating somebody.
Okay, it's like, for example, if one character, girl, a female character is having sex with this guy, it's not like a praying mantis kind of thing. It's more like swallowing the guy whole.
Yeah.
Oh. While having sex. Yeah.
Mm.
There's actually a specific genre that I've heard of back then. It's called reverse birth. So guys, I think from that title alone, you know, you can already imply, you can already understand why that's a big no-no. I can understand as well. Yeah. Very disturbing stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised on those kinds of kink. I mean, there's a lot of weird shit in the internet nowadays. Weird. But
yeah, just, there's a lot. Yeah.
Can you tell us why this big tree is something that you will never draw?
I can do it personally, but if I'll do it as a commission, it's like I'm enticing people to, or allowing them for me to draw those kinds of things, and it's uncomfortable over time. So I don't want to be uncomfortable with the more that I become uncomfortable, the more that I don't want to do it.
So let's move on to process of you doing this commissions. How long do you do a piece?
If I'm not slumped with so much commissions and my schedule is fine, mm-hmm. I can do the sketch one day. I can do the line art 1 to 2 days.
Okay.
And I can do the rendering 1 to 2 days. So,
like a week.
More or less 4 to 5 days afterwards, I can give you the commission.
Wow. Okay, that fast. All right. Yeah, but
if I'm not slumped with so much work, okay. That is.
But how about like the usual? Like, would it like let's say like right now? Yeah, like right now. How long would it usually?
It will take me like a week or two. Since I have a week or two, depends, because to be honest, I have so much things to do up until next year June.
Wow, that's a lot of demand. You're really making in demand the
stacks,
right now. Holy shit.
Fat stacks, man.
I know.
Fat stacks. Oh, yeah. Hey, let's talk a little bit about fat stacks. You don't have to give me any. You don't have to give us anything specific, but. How mm-hmm. good is the money in drawing NSFW art, in your opinion?
It really depends on the artist. But in my case, I started out $13.
$13 per commission.
Yeah, I started at $13. Why? Because it's my first time, and I'm not confident with how my stuff looks like. So I just set myself to $13, and then after months that I up and unted it to 24, and then up and unted it to 27, and then up and unted it to 32, until I set myself $40, and I can't go lower than that.
Oh, okay.
I can't go lower.
So your flat rate is $40.
Right now, no. I up it ante to 50.
Oh, wow. Now 50.
2,000 plus pesos. Holy yeah. Is that, wow, okay.
That's a bit. That's a good
is
money
it,
right there.
Is it
that's
negotiable depending on the art? No, I mean, like, for example, if somebody just said, okay, just give me some lines, you know, you don't have to color it, just give me...
Just lines? Yeah. That's so weird! How the hell do you...
A bunch of sticks, please.
No,
sticks.
No, I mean, like, okay,
that's
just,
so weird.
Just outline, okay, like, oh just, like, just make...
A bunch of sticks, please.
I'm trying to imagine it, like, just
please,
give
man,
me...
can I have sticks?
Can I have, like, the just two stick drawings.
I just need my hentai. Two stick drawings.
Like,
I just need my hentai.
And then just draw like the penis a little bit longer, like 3 centimeters, please. You know, and then like bend over.
The dick doesn't need veins. That's okay.
No, it's like literal line drawings, Jim. That's how it is. Literal stick drawings. Oh God. Anyway,
but would you take that? No, that's a serious question. Would you take a commission like that if somebody asked you to do something like a low quality
just
work?
Just sticks, please. Yeah. If they're actually willing to give me $50
it's
sticks,
really like a flat, $50.
Yeah, it's money, yeah. Bro. It's money. Oh, man. Even I would do it for money.
Well, all right, guys, let's pull in together and let's make a
let's have stick drawings. Oh God. And, do you feel any sort of shame or anxiety as a female NSFW artist?
Before. 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. That's why a lot of people think I'm a guy.
Okay.
On Twitter. Even some of my clients think I'm a guy. Because they never think that I'm female. It's much better that way, because let's face it, there will always be a big wall between a guy, females and males, in terms of society. That's why a lot of artists don't want to be known by their genders,
because there's like a prejudgment already, like, oh,
there's a prejudgment, oh, she's a girl, oh, she's from a third world country, you know, those things.
Have you noticed any difference between how male and female NSFW artists are treated by, for example, by clients?
Actually, in my experience, actually there's none for now.
None for
I
now.
I was actually I was just being on guard, that's all. But I haven't experienced anything like, oh, you're a female, this and that. I was just being on guard. So I guess everything is safe
for now. Well, I'm trying to imagine, because it's like, I'm trying to imagine the whole situation. The reason why I find this this interview actually so interesting is, if I were a girl and I was an NSFW artist and I was drawing like hentai and all that, and I'm trying to think like, you know, I'm trying to make sense of it, actually, because guys and girls, they have different perceptions of how sex is, right? Like, for guys, for example, I'm just talking with my point of view, I'm not going to speak for everyone else. It's like with guys, we're very fixated on, like, all the visual aspects, like, oh, big breasts.
Yeah, big
nice
breasts.
Nice ass, you know.
The perfect pussy.
Perfect pussy, you know, firm face and all that. And, oh, look at how they're going. Wow. You know, that's some longevity there, you know. But with women, it's my personal observation, it's like it's more psychological. It's more about like how they're desired by the guys. Oh wow, he wants me so much, you know. I'm just trying to understand, since you're in a very unique position, really, as someone who writes, how does the difference between how women and men perceive sex, how do you reconcile that?
Yeah, because, I do believe that women have different perspective when it comes to sex, as well as men.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, I have presumptions. I have presumptions that the guy's thinking is, oh, it has to be the boobies, or it has to be the perfect pussy or something. And that's just presumption. It basically is like being judgmental all throughout, in my perspective, towards men. So, because I have a different perspective, because I would go for sensual positions, you know, like more likely, like a pinup, supposedly. Like Sakimi-chan's works. But it's not always the case for men. So that's why I asked my ex-boyfriend's perspective, and he will actually comment to me that make her legs like this, make his dick like this, make them more, you know, sweaty and stuff, because guys like that, I would like that. So that would be an information for me to add these things. Oh, so this is what guys like when I make NSFW stuff. My current boyfriend is a full-blown Christian.
Okay.
So oh, wow. When I really? Yeah, I actually told him that I do NSFW works. It's not his cup of tea, but he respected my work, and it's a hustle. Yeah,
I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about respect, right? You know.
Yes.
I mean, you're not hurting anyone in your work.
I'm not hurting anyone.
So he was like, so he was just cool with it. He said like, oh,
yeah, he was cool with it.
He was just cool with it. That's pretty good. I thought that. I thought that they would be like, whoa, wait.
What was his reaction when he found out that this is one of your work, your hustle?
He asked me if I really love my work. And then I told him, yes, I actually love my work. This is my bread and butter. This is where I get the money to pay the bills. This is where I get the money to pay the food that we eat here in the house. And then he was like, okay.
Did you show it?
Oh, is there a sigh? Yeah. A huge sigh? Wait.
No, there was no huge sigh. He just said...
Did you show it to him? Like, he said, okay, here, look at my work. Okay. This is my work here.
I actually showed it to him. Like,
What was his reaction when he saw your work?
When I showed it to him, he was like, oh baby, I mean, thank you for letting me know. Yeah, okay. Thank you for showing me something like this. But I would have to tell you that it's not really my cup of tea. And then it's something that I did appreciate that he told me that, because I would give respect to someone that if they don't like it, I'm not gonna show it to them. Aside from my boyfriend, there's also my dad. He actually knows that I do.
And as a kid, okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
At first I was having a conflict in my head, like, should I tell him stuff, because he's been asking, what are you doing?
How are you paying the bills?
It's a goddamn mystery. Why there's the food in the table? I haven't paid this shit.
Yeah, my mom doesn't know what I'm doing here. Yeah. I hope I won't be alive when she finds out, though.
Yeah. Oh, God. But yeah, let's go back to your dad. How did he
he took it well. I was surprised that he took it well. I was telling him that I do illustrations, and he was like, what kind of illustrations are you doing? And I just told him porn stuff, and then I looked at him straight face.
And then what did he say?
And he was like, okay. What? No reaction at all.
Okay.
It's like a dad said, okay, fine. Don't give a shit.
Yeah, I was actually surprised. But the thing is, I can't open my door whenever I'm working on NSFW stuff. Because
of course.
That is queasy for me. Like, for him to see whatever I'm doing.
So we've already established. You know, it's quite very unique, a very unique position that you're in right now as a female NSFW artist, and it's very unique for us to encounter a content creator such as yourself. It's very cool. In the future, I want to ask: do you plan to have a shift to more wholesome drawings, or are you going to be staying the course with NSFW art? What's the direction you're taking?
Direction I'm taking. Actually, I am this close to do furry porn.
Okay! Kyle, where are you? Just kidding.
Furry porn.
Hell yeah.
One of our friends, Kyle Chua, shout out to him, actually said that people were asking for furry porn are quite rich. You know, they pay good money.
Is that true?
I know, right?
Is that true?
I know. it is fucking true. Like, it's such a mystery that who are these fucking people paying so much money?
You know, I have a theory. I have a theory right now that most of the rich people are into furries.
You know, I'm trying to imagine. You know?
This is like Jim. Jim, by the way, to all of our listeners, Jim is the most richest guy, the four of us.
The richest.
No, not that rich.
The entire DDF crew.
Yeah.
In the entire DDF crew, Jim is the richest.
His grandfather is a rice baron.
That means that the DDF is poor. Yeah. Because I'm the richest.
You're the richest, what you said, Brian.
But that actually correlates to the fact that, you know, as you get rich, this is my theory actually, that as you get rich, your kinks are getting more weird and weirder.
You know, you were saying about rich people and furries. I'm not that rich, so maybe that's why I'm only partially into furry. So maybe if I get more rich, then I'll be into like full blown.
I have this mental image of like all these Wall Street bankers. All these Wall Street bankers, you know, they're gathering at the New York Stock Exchange and they're like, hey man, how much did you pay for Microsoft stock? I didn't pay much, but look at this shit.
And they're like, oh
right
man,
here. I had this commission.
Who's the artist?
And it's like,
you gotta help me up.
And it's like a werewolf fucking another werewolf. And he's like, who's the artist for that? Man, how much did you pay for that? Oh, just $1,000. Oh, wow, you know?
That's cheap. They've been paying millions, man. That's like, what?
That's cheap. Hey, that's pretty cheap. That's pretty good. Do you plan to make anything like comics or doujins in the future?
Oh. Actually, yes. I already have one in line, but
Is this like a personal work or is this like a commission?
It's a personal work, and I've been meaning to do this and create a Patreon account for just this. I already have a story.
Is it a comic? Is it wholesome or?
It's a doujin. It's actually hentai.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's actually hentai. Yeah. I already have the characters, the storyline, the plot. I need to change the plot a little bit. But I already have the setting and the characters, and I just need like. I just need like time for it and determination and commitment, because if it's gonna be Patreon, I'll be forced to do this like every month.
Mm. By the way, we also have our Patreon too.
I heard.
Our marketing.
marketing 100 yeah. naman natin. Marketing skill 100.
Speech 100.
Yeah, I just want to share. Yeah, we have our Patreon DDF show, guys. Yeah, if you want more degenerate conversations like this, just drop us $5. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Aang, it took you 2 years to actually think about doing doujin comics. You know, I've seen your work. It's like a 2 to 3 page comic. You know, what made you decide to do doujin comics now?
Time. I don't have the actual schedule for that one because I am so slumped with so much things to do. And oh my god, and then Twitch added. Oh. Like supposedly Twitch streaming was just a joke. It's the same thing with this one, with this NSFW thing. It was just a joke, supposedly. But then again, it blew up for no fucking reason. So
you know the joke thing are the ones who would become like the most successful one, like our fucking podcast.
I was gonna say segue that as well, though. To be fair. I was just gonna say it differently. We're a joke too.
But speaking of schedule, do you have any other work other than the NSFW thing that you do?
Since I'm a freelance, I can do whatever. I can do any illustrations if you want me, as long as there are scripts. It doesn't matter if it's NSFW. But as long as there's scripts and references, and I could schedule it and then move in our merry way.
Mm, so basically, your work is not just encircled around NSFW, but also on the traditional art.
Yes, like if you want wholesome, or you want portraiture or something, or if you want, hey, just draw me a fan art of this one, then I would do it.
Mm.
In this certain price. Yes, in this certain price.
Of course. If you're good at something, you never do it for free.
Yeah, never ever do it.
One final question for me, at least. What can you say to artists, especially artists that are in your industry, as NSFW artists in the Philippines, what can you say to them about thriving during the pandemic?
What can I say? They're actually thriving? Yes, actually, we are thriving.
I was asking more like, what can you say to, for example, our audience? Some of them may be like, it is freelancers as well. What kind of advice can you give them?
Oh, don't give up. If you're doubting yourself, it's okay to doubt, but do not stop. Just go on and move on. Continue working. If you're doubting yourself, sure you can, but go on and move on. Practice will always be there. Meeting clients is a practice as well. Everything will be an experience. As long as you learned from it and just go on and move on. That's it. That's what I did. That's what I'm doing still right now. Go on and move on. Now,
before we end this episode, behind the Twitch, persona, behind the NSFW professional stuff, behind CNL, who is CNL behind CNL?
Who is CNL behind CNL? She's just a person who's thriving to work. Freelance work. It just wants to finish all the slump schedule that she's having. She's paying bills. She's an ordinary person who loves plants and just wants to you know, talk to people online. That's it.
Wow. That's it.
So thank you so much for this one, guys. It's such an honor to be here.
It's been an honor to have you.
Yeah, the honor is definitely.
Yeah, because Jesus, I mean, it's not every day.
Yep.
Well, first of all, is hell yeah. Damn.
Hell yeah.
Aang, before we end the show, is there anything that you would like to promote?
Oh, if anything at all, you can look at my stuff on Facebook. There's Aang Pistachio. That's Facebook/Pistachio. Aang Pistachio. That's the wholesome page.
Uh-huh.
I have the NSFW one, which is the Twitter one. That's www.twitter/coldandlonely1. There's one at the end. You can look at me and Pixiv if you want. Tumblr, there is, but in Hentai Foundry, and also in W Hentai. You can see me in those platforms for NSFW. And also, I have Twitch. If anything at all, you can say hi there if ever I'm going to go live. Yeah, so that, I guess that's it for the shameless plugs.
Yeah, guys, make sure to visit her Twitch. It's very nice sometimes. Very cozy. And that was another episode of the DDF Show. You can catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcast fix. Jim, get a shirt on, right?
All right, so we also have our YouTube channel, the DDF Show. We'll be uploading our YouTube-related content, including the Iron Meme movie, we'll be uploading that on December. Keep a lookout on that. We also have our Instagram, the DDF Show. We'll be updating you guys there. Also on Facebook, we also have our Facebook page, but we should post there most of the time. But you know, most of the Filipinos actually use Facebook, so we have no choice but to update people
there
too.
That's where we're there. So yeah, whose meme will reign supreme? Find out on Iron Meme. It's gonna come out this December, guys. Holy shit!
But if you are one of our Patreons, subscribe to our, become our Patreon right now on the DDF Show.
Give us a wherein, money.
Yeah, give us $5 per month.
Yeah, help enable our coke habit, please. That's right.
Because what we're gonna get, by the way, this is the first episode where we are actually going to promote our Patreon. When you become our Patreon, you will get access to our episodes earlier than the general public and the uncut episode of this interview with CNL or Aang.
Pure, uncut, clean, yeah, 100% pure Colombian.
Yeah,
that's right.
So if you're listening right now, you better subscribe to our Patreon.
Also, we might work on a Tandwai style calendar featuring Jim.
Definitely.
That's right. Yeah. Hell
if you,
yeah.
If you want to see
so
my
ass. So you guys
ass.
Will get that as well, the DDF show.
So, paano yung mga months doon? Kasi baka December 30 tong sumunod.
It'll be for 2021.
You'll have depressed knee, pubic Jesus. Hair. I'm gonna be.
Oh.
Okay, maybe you don't want that, Jesus. But you might just.
No pubic hair, but try to like make sexy poses. You know, suggestively on your couch. Maybe like an outdoor pose in your garden.
I could show you.
You know, just in your pants. And again, thank you so much, Aang, for appearing on our show.
Yeah. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yep.
Thank you.
I hope Jim didn't scare you that much. Yep.
No, he's okay. He's okay. Don't worry.
Very good. Okay. And thank you so much to the certain person who introduced us to CNL. You know who you are. So thank you so much as well to you. And that was another episode of the DDF Show. You'll be seeing us, or rather hearing from us, next time. And